Balayla Azir on this night, Tzli Eish, fried by fire. What's another word for roasted? Roasted is the word I wanted, really. Roasted by fire, who matzos and matzos, al merorim yochluhu, on morer you shall eat it. Got it? That is the one verse that you've got to know. Another, so we'll leave that next to me. Another verse you've got to know with a place of shady is a check. On the second month, on the 14th day of the month, Bein Ho Arvaim, at eventide, Yasu, so shall they make it. Al matzos umerorim yochluhu, they shall eat it. That is the korban pesach. Al matzos umerorim. Verse chapter 10, verse Yud Aleph. In the Bamidbar. The second one is Bamidbar. These are the two verses I want you to have. They repeat in Bamidbar, verse Yud Aleph, and then we are set to begin today's shiur. Now, gentlemen, if you would give me your attention. Got it? Now, if you will give me your attention, then we can set to immediately. It's Daf Kuf Tesvov. Daf Kuf Tesvov, Milton.
Yes, I have it right here.
So far and yet so near. She is all right.
So near and yet so far.
No, so near and yet so far. Yeah. If you can see me better, then you.
I can see you fine right here.
All right, then there are, I don't mind. Now.
Omid Aleph.
Kuftes Bov Omid Aleph. We're about seven lines from the top of the page, I would say. Six, seven, eight, might be eight or nine. Omer Ravino, Omer Li Rav Nesharshiov, Reide Rav Noson. Said Ravino, Rav Nesharshiov, the son of Rav Noson, said to me, Ochi Omar Hilel. So said Hilel. Now, there was what, more than one Hilel. We'll speak about the great Hilel and the small Hilel. The great Hillel was the founder of the school of the house of Hillel, and he lived long before this Hillel. This Hillel was a descendant of the first Hillel, but he was an Amoroi and one of the later Amoroim, whereas Hillel was the very first generation of Tanoim, or even a little bit before the Tanoim already. So he was several hundred years after the first Hillel, after the great Hillel.
Which one is Hillel HaZaken?
Hillel HaZaken is the great Hillel.
That's the beginning of the Amorah.
Yes, that is the great Hillel.
Is there also a Hillel III?
There may be a number of Hillels, but this is a late Hillel. So Ravino said, Rav Besharshi Obreid, Rav Noson said to him, Hochi Omar Hillel, so said Hillel, Mishmeidi Gemara, from the name, in the name of the Gemara. Now, in the name of the Gemara means that he couldn't attach it to his teacher. He couldn't say, he saw that this is what his teacher told him. He couldn't say he heard it from any particular authority. He said, but this is the way we were taught. This is the way we were taught. In my, I was taught like this. Mishmeidi Gemara, in the name of Gemara, lo nichroch inish matzo umorer vahad yadodi v'necher. A person shouldn't eat matzah and morer to bind them together, v'necher, and eat them. Now, I want you to understand what it's speaking about here. There is a mitzvah in the Torah, we're going to come to this mitzvah in a moment, there's a mitzvah in the Torah that on the first night of Pesach, everybody's got to eat matzah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that on the first night of Pesach, everybody's got to eat moreh. There is a mitzvah in the Torah that on the first night of Pesach, everybody's got to eat the korban from the korban Pesach. So when the Torah says that everybody's got to eat, how much has one got to eat? What is the minimum amount? A gezeis. So you just have to remember that we've got to eat a gezeis. So Hillel says, he says, one shouldn't bind together the matzah and the moreh and eat it together. Now when is Hillel speaking? Is he speaking in the period when the Beis HaMikdosh is still active, or after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh? He's speaking after the destruction of the Pesach. Therefore there is no Korban Pesach, and he's not speaking about the Korban Pesach, it doesn't come into it at all. There are only two of the three that he must eat, and that is Matzo and Moreh. Says Hillel, but what one mustn't do is bind the matzah and the moreh and eating it together. Mishum disviro, Lord, because we are of the opinion, matzah bismana zeda oraiso, matzah in these days is the oraiso, because it says in the Torah that everybody must eat matzah. Umoro draboron, and moro is a din drabonon, it's not a din Torah. The osi moro drabonon umavatilele matzo daraisa. So the din of moro comes, if he's going to eat matzo and moro together at the same time, a kazayas of matzo and kazayas of moro put into his mouth at the same time, then the moral, which is a din of the Rabbonon, comes and it invalidates the matzah, which is a din from the Torah. Glenn, you seem puzzled.
Yeah, I don't follow why would it invalidate?
Oh, that's what I also don't follow. So we both don't follow that. I also don't follow that. Why should it invalidate it? So what do we do when we don't know?
Rabbi, could it be just so that you just don't get confused between which is which?
Now, these people might have been perplexed. I don't think they were confused.
Well, in our time, they knew what would happen.
No. So if we look in the Rashi, the second line of the Rashi, the end, the last word in the first line of the Rashi, says Rashi, umavatilei, and the moral is mavatilei, it puts out of action letam matzo, the taste of the matzah, the raisa, which is a law from the Torah. So already now we've got a way which to learn already, so now we understand. So why shouldn't he do it? Because the moral, which is a din drabonon, comes and it spoils the taste of the matzo. It invalidates the taste of the matzah or reduces the taste of the matzah. It's not the same taste, so you don't get the taste of the matzah. Therefore it is not permitted to be done. Right? What do you want to ask, Barry?
So we have another difficulty also. We started off by saying there are three mitzvot d'oraita.
Yes.
And you enumerated them, and moreh was one of them.
That's right.
So you have two things. Number one, it says that you made the Gemara that Maror is the Rabbanon, and even if it's not the Rabbanon, it is the Oraita, then you have no problem invalidating even the taste, because the taste is still going to come through.
Very good. So we've got a din de Oraita also, and Maror is also the Oraita.
Mm-hmm.
So why does it say Maror bismana is the Rabbanon? The reason for that is discussed further in the Gemara, where we won't come anywhere near that today, because it says in the Torah, just listen to it, V'ochru es abosa belayla hazeh, and you shall eat the flesh, the meat on this night, tzli eish, roots the fire, umatzos almerorim yochlu, on matzah, and matzos almerorim you shall eat it. So it mentions moreh together with the Korban Pesach, right? Once again in the Torah it mentions Moro, Timba Midbor, and what does it say there? Al Matzos Umero Rim Yochluhu. You shall eat it. What shall you eat? The Korban Pesach on Matzos and on Moro. So it never mentions Moro without the Korban Pesach. Since it doesn't mention Moro without the Korban Pesach, if you haven't got the Korban Pesach, Moro doesn't apply. So why do we do Moro? And we know that we do Moro from the previous Mishnah. It is a vilapona betabe bechazeres adchekamar v'yaspar se vilapona matzav charoses ushneitafim. We've got the din of chazeres. So that is midrabonon. We've got that din, but not midoraiso. So Moro bismanaze is a din drabonon, and it's not a din tero. In that case, you should ask the question of Matzo. Matzo is also read, is also mentioned in both places. Yari says, Al Matzo Umarorim Yochluhu, and Yari says, Tri Eish Umatzo Umarorim Yochluhu.
But it says in other places, Al Matzo, Yari says.
Very good, Barry, because it says in other places, it says, Shiva Shomim Matzo Stelchelu. Independently of the Korban Pesach, independently of Moro. So we see that Matzo, the Din Matzo, exists even if there's no Korban Pesach. You've still got a Din Matzo. Got it?
But Moro is
bodily, are you with me, David?
Hmm?
Bodily, are you with me?
Yes.
All right. As long as you're bodily with me, they say, I can look after this. Body, I can look after this. Right. Yes.
Is this Hillel who's saying this?
Hillel says that, yes.
Don't we do today's Eichel HaMedrash Kilo what we do, put them together?
That's
Hillel HaMedrash Kilo. Well, right?
Yes, well, that's right.
But Rabbi, that's at a different point, isn't it?
Well, it's not. You see, what we are doing now, that is, we want to know what we are discussing now. Since it says that you must eat it together, Matzos and Moro, you must eat it together. Therefore, should we take when we've got to eat matzah, we've got to eat moro? Can we put them together? And then, Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Hashem Kedishon with Mitzvah of Tzivon. Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Metzilech Minu Olitz. Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Hashem Kedishon with Mitzvah of Tzivon Alachilas Matzah. Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Hashem Kedishon with Mitzvah of Tzivon Alachilas Moro. And I bite into it and mutton moro. So I've got both bitters in one bite. Because it says matzos umarorim yachluhu, you've got to eat it together. So I'm eating it together. So Hillel says, bismanaze, you can't do that. So how do we do it? We first of all make a bob, abetzelechem in the orez, and I think we shall meet the Soviet Sivon alakilas matzo. Then we eat the matzo. Then we've got to now eat the moro, and then we shake the shon mitzvah of tzivon arachias moro, and we eat the moro. Got it? Then afterwards we'll see what's going to happen afterwards. But that is this piece of Gemara. Now we understand the Gemara well. Let us go a little bit further and see whether we can get on further without any difficulties.
Right.
Yes?
What is
mana? To us.
All the time.
How much mana?
It lets us know to us. It teaches us.
Okay.
Lon means to us. It's like the Hebrew lon. In Aramaic, it is lon. Umoro drabonon. Yes. The osi moro drabonon umavati leila matzo deraisa. Says the Gemara. The afilu lemanda omar mitzvahs aimavat lezuazu, and even according to the authority who says literally leman de omar, to the one who says, and even to the one who says that mitzvahs are not mevatel one another. That is, that you can have one mitzvah and that you can do it together. You should be able to eat matzah and moro together, and the one doesn't invalidate the other. Hani miri deoraisa bi deoraisa. That is only when both mitzvahs are deoraisa. So if matzah is deoraisa and moro is deoraisa, then you can eat them together, and the one doesn't invalidate the other. O drabonon bi drabonon. or a mitzvah of drabono together with a mitzvah of drabonon. Avo deraisa udrabonon. But where you've got a din Torah and a din drabonon coming together, like in our case, matzu is deraisa and moror is drabonon, osi drabonon umapti lady early deraisa. Then there comes the moror which is drabonon, and it is the mevatel that which is leader arisa. So now we've already come to a conclusion, and it's an interesting conclusion, where it is a case of mitzvahs de arisa, there we are quite certain, where it's a case of both of mitzvahs de arisa, there we say there is a machlokas. Some say mitzvahs mevatlis and say ein mevatlis. If we say it's a deraisa, or a drabonon bidrabonon. But where it is a deraisa and a rabonon, everybody agrees that mitzvahs mevatlis zuzu, and you can't do it.
Well, which mevatlis is the other one?
Well, it doesn't really matter, but the way we're working it, the moral which is drabonon is mevatel the matzo which is the raiso. It means you don't have the mitzvah deraisa, so we don't do it.
No.
It should be a better word in English than invalidate.
Annuls?
Annuls. Annuls is a bit better. Annuls is a bit better. It annuls. That's a bit better. It annuls the matzah. There we yes.
So the reason that Rashi gives is not really a reason.
Why not?
Because he says taste. It's not taste. The Tama means must be something more. Means the reason that it is that it does this.
No, Rashi does not. It's Tama. Tama is taste. So, but what troubles you? I want to know what it is.
Because we just said here, it says everybody agrees that if it's the right thing and the Rabbanan, that everybody agrees that the one mivato is the other.
Well, right. So we see the
Tama. You don't need it for the taste. The taste is incidental to it.
Why does it mivato? Because the taste. You don't
but
get the taste.
But it would mivato anyway.
Yeah.
Any other situation where you were combining the Rabbanan with the right involving some other things, not involving things that you eat, but some other situation.
Right.
That's what...
We are dealing in things that we eat.
But that's not what it said. You just said, anytime you have... Didn't you understand this way? Anytime you have the Raisa and the Rabbanan...
Yes, but we are speaking about things that we eat.
You didn't say it, though. You just said anytime in general.
Yes, but we... But
well, now you're telling me. Fine.
Yes,
but Rabbi... You
still lit up when I said Rashi.
Yeah, because I thought you would say something else.
Yes, and now you have to tell us what you really think.
That is too good for me to say. You must get it yourself.
Rabbi,
I can't get it.
You can. Oh, yes, you can. Yes?
I don't understand how it should be irrelevant whether or not it's the Rabbanan or the Raisa. If it's going to invalidate the taste and cover it up, it doesn't really matter which one it is. Either it does or it doesn't.
You know what you think?
Yeah. Right. In other words, if they were both deoraisas,
yes,
or they were both deoraisas,
yes,
it doesn't change the physical aspect.
Sure. That is what I thought was going to come out. That
it
is
came
out.
We all work as one. We all work as one.
Yes. That is the question. What difference? Now we say. Look what we say now. Fafilu lamando omer mitzvahs eimer batle zuazu. That the one is not mevatel the other. Hani miri deraisa bi deraiso. There we find there is a machlokas. There we find that one man de Omar says that they are mevatel zuazu, and another man de Omar says that they are not mevatel zuazu. That is where it is a mitzvah deraiso and deraisa. Odrabonon bi drabonon. Avo deraisu drabonon, osi drabonon umabati lady deraisa. But if it's a, then everybody agrees that mitzvahs mabatla zu is zu.
Right. So some people would say deraisa can mabatla another deraisa.
Yes. Some people say a deraisa is mabatla, and some people say it's not mabatla. But when it comes to drabonon and deraisa, everybody agrees that the Drabonis is Mabato deraisa. Glenn, are you still with me?
Yes.
How's it going, David?
Yes.
Good. Yes, what?
Is it possible Rashi?
Yes. Yes.
Is it possible Rashi holds by the school that says deraita mevatel the deraita?
No, you can't say that because Rashi's work is to explain both schools. He's not there to take sides. He's not a posek.
Right.
He's an exponent. He can't take sides.
So what do we how do we understand the reason why the Rabban is mevatel the deraita?
Well, I want to understand that. Of course, I want. I don't know enough Gemara yet to be able to understand it. Let me go a little bit further. See what I can do. Asks the Gemara, Man Tana de Shamit Le Mitzvah, Ey Mevatel Zuezu. Who is the Tana that says Mitzvahs Ey Mevatel Zuezu? That means Mitzvahs de Raisa do not go not Mevatel one another. Who is the Tana who says so? Answers the Gemara Hillel. This is Hillel. But this is Hillel the Great.
Right.
This is the great Hillel. The son, you'll be cause we learned in a Baraisa, Omru, Olov, Al Hillel, they said about Hillel, and once it's a Baraisa, it must be Hillel the Great, because the other Hillel is after the time of the Baraisa. So they said about him, about Hillel the Great, Shevo Yokur, Chondavas, Achas, he used to bind them all together. What does this mean? He used to bind them all together. What did he bind all together? How do we know it's Pesach, Matzah, and Morah? How do we know it? Actually, from Rashi. And why I'm so insistent that
Pesach,
we know it.
Matzah, and Morah,
says
Rashi.
Says Rashi. Rashi says Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. If it would be from the Pesach, why does Mother Rashi got to tell us Pesach Matzah? We know it without it. Right. I ask you, everyone says Pesach Matzah.
We know Rashi.
So what does Rashi tell us then? Then Rashi doesn't have to say it. So so it seems that we might not have known this without Rashi. But don't let us meet trouble halfway. Let us rather go as far as we can without any trouble. So, because it says in the Torah, they shall eat it on matzahs and morah.
Kurchan is.
They'll combine them together.
And bevat.
Bevat achas at one time. Bevat achas at one time. At one of the same time. So there we've got the end of the first piece of little piece of Gemara. Now I want to go further, and then we'll go over it again. Omar Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan, Cholkin olo chavero val Hillel. The Hillel's colleagues differ from him. Hillel says that you bind them all together. Therefore, Hillel says, Mitzvahs ein mevatle zuezu. They do not. The son, you're because we learned in a braisa. Yochel yehei kurchon bevas achas veuchlo. I might think that the correct way is to bind them all together and to eat them kederech hilei leuchlon in the way that Hillel used to eat them. Talmud Memari teaches us. Al matzos umerorim yochluhu. They shall eat it. Matzos and merorim. Now, we take that to mean the Rashbam learns it. It could have said, if it was referring to the Korban Pesach, or Pesach, that they must eat it all together, it should have said, Al matzos umerorim yochluhu. It is, you shall eat on matzahs and on morah. But when it says yochluhu, Rashbam says that what the braisa means, what Hillel means is you. What the rabbonon of the braisa say is you shall eat it. You shall eat the korban pesach, and you shall eat matzah, and you shall eat it. Eat them separately, it means. Eat them separately. Ah, very good. Now, the trouble is, then why do you say on matzahs? Now, that is very good. This is an interesting thing. This word al is a little bit interesting. You know, you've got a word in English, upon. Now, upon, the glasses are upon the table. The sefer is upon the table. Very nice thing. But when I say Newcastle upon Tyne, doesn't quite work, but nearly. When I say once upon a time, what does it mean? Once does it mean on time? But I can still give you another example. The one follows upon the other. What does it mean? It means after the other. It doesn't mean on top of the other. One follows upon the other. One follows after the other. This, the Rabbonim take that all means after, upon. You shall eat that it's the age, upon the, in time, upon the matzahs and upon the moro. So the order is matzah, moro, Pesach.
Yochluhu goes on
Pesach. So that is the way. That is the way you've got to learn the Rabbonim. Otherwise, it comes out a little bit difficult. Yeah.
Very nice.
Go in with me.
Right.
So that is the way. That is the way the Rashbam learns. We soon see about it.
So why the difference though in the Chumash, where in one it says Matzot. Al matzot umororim yochlu. When the other one says matzot al umororim yochlu.
Yes, it's not quite like that, is it? It says on the one, it says
matzot al umororim.
In the Shmod, it's matzot al umororim.
It says tli eish umatzos al umororim yochluhu. Also Yochluhu, see?
Right, but it's not al matzot umororim.
No.
I just
want to tell you that you've got to work, when you've got verses like that, you've got to work them in one supplementing the other. So they supplement the things that they tell us about it. So we'll soon see some of the things that work out from it. So that is the way it learns. Now what does Rabbi Yochanan say? What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Now let us finish that braisa first. Afilu zebifnei atzmo vezebifnei atzmo. Even one by itself and the other by itself. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the Rabbonon differ from Hillel. Whereas Hillel says that you've got to eat all three together, the Rabbonon says, each one has got to be eaten separately. You follow? Each one has got to be eaten separately. Now says the Gemara, Maskiflor comes to the attack at the Maskiflor Rav Ashi. Ask Rav Ashi, Rashi and Rashbam learns Maskiflor Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi's question is on Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, if it is like you, Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbonon say that the only way you can eat it is separately, you've got to eat it separately, and your raya is from the Baraita, Ihochi, if so, my Afilu, just go back to the Baraita and see how the Baraita reads. Yochol, the sound here, because we learned in a variety. Yochol, I might think, that you've got to bind them together and eat them, kederech shehilei ochlom, like Hillel used to eat them. Talmud lover, it teaches us, al matzos umrorim yochluhu, you shall eat each one upon matzos, following upon moro. Even this one on its own and this one on its own. Says Rav Ashi, what is the even? If the Braise is like you, Rabbi Yochanan, it should read without the word Afilu. It would work out much better. It says in the Torah, Matzos Merum Yochluhu, Zebifne Atzma Vezebifne Atzma. What does it mean, even this one? It's only this one and this one. Elo Ravashi, what is Ravashi? Hi, Tana Hochikatu. At the same time as Hillel used to eat them, Talmud Lomar teaches us, Al Matzah Sumerom Yochlu, you shall eat it. That is the Korban Pesach, and you shall eat the Moror, and you shall eat the Matzahs. You shall eat it, one falling upon the other. Afilu zebif le atzma vezebif le atzma. Even this one on its own and this one on its own. Even this one on its own. Which means that Rabbanan say you can do it like Hillel. But whereas Hillel says that the only way you can do it is eating all three together, you can also do it, says the Rabbanan, eating them separately. So you can do either way. That is the way that the Rashbam, so we take Rashi and Rashbam, we take that they go together. And this we know that they differ, we take it that they go together. So now we've brought it down to this. That is, in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, Hillel said you've got to eat them all together. And if you eat them all together, you've got to say that the reason is that mitzvos ein mevatlo zu ezu. Mark, are you with me?
But
only the her or the?
Sorry. We're not addressing whether one's deoraisa and one's derabbanan.
No, then it's all deoraisa. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it's all deoraisa. So Hillel says you eat them all together. That's the only way you can do them. And Hillel says mitzvahs ein mevatlo zu ezu. If mitzvahs mevatlos, you can't do it. Mitzvahs ein mevatlo zu ezu. Come along the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say you can even eat them separately. That means you can eat them together, or you can eat them separately. Yeah. So what does Rabbanan also say? Mitzvahs ein mevatlo zu ezu.
Didn't Hillel live in the time of the Beis HaMikdash?
Yes. So that's when the Machlokas was.
So they were both Deoraita.
They were all three Deoraita. Therefore, and Hillel says, since they are all three Deoraita, mitzvahs ein mevatlo zu ezu, and the Chachamim say, according to the way Ravashi learns it, the way Rashbam learns this piece of Gemara, then Rav Ashi says, well, it's not like you, Rabbi Yochanan, because this brisa that you bring, on the contrary, is a proof against you. So what the Rabbanan are actually saying is, you can do it as Hillel does, that's perfectly right, but you don't have to. You can do it separately also. Yes?
So it's clear that everyone says that with the Araita, from the Araita to the Araita, no problem. No one says it's not mivatlin, one to the other.
Doubt comes out.
Everyone says that. However, it's not clear if it's mid-Rabbanan to the Rabbanan.
Mid-Rabbanan says the same thing.
That's
mid-Rabbanan, mitzvahs ein mivatlo zu ezu. It is only it's only a deoraisa and a drabonon where we say ein mitzvos mavat lezu ezu. But if it's of a kind, we say mitzvos mavat lezu ezu. Now this is that we have reached a very important
thing. Just the opposite.
If it is of a kind,
then
we say ein mavat lezu ezu.
Because some people say it the other way also.
If it's of a kind, if it's deoraisa and deoraisa,
it can be either way.
Why?
You said it's a machloka that some people hold.
Yes, but now it comes out the way
now.
Even those who say you eat them separately, you can eat them together too. Right. So if you can eat them together too, you've got to say that they also are the
Therefore, nobody says the opposite.
Nobody says that mitzvahs mevatlo zu ezu by doraiso and doraiso or by drabon and drabon. So everybody agrees that if it is a deoraisa and deoraisa, ein mevatlo zu ezu. It's only when it's a rabbonon deoraisa, then it is a question that they are mevatlo. And this is, we've got a difficulty here.
Why?
Because if we learn that the reason is tam, then what difference does it make? The taste is, it's still, even if you say it's a, it's a deraita and deraita. It also does it. So it reduces it down, right?
Why are you so sure that it's taste? There's azu l'tal mind. They go according to their reason. And Tom is used as reason very often.
When you're dealing with food, you don't go into Kabbalah or homiletics. So you deal with food. Tom is taste. When you're dealing with food, it's taste. Compare anything else. Right. Now, let us go a little bit further. Says the Gemara, Hashtag. Now, when it Yerik uses the word now, nowadays, the lo itmer yilchas a lo kehilah velo krabona. Now, we haven't come to a decision whether the din is like Hillel or whether the din is like Rabbonon. Whether the din is that you must eat them together or you can eat them separately, like the Rabbonon, we don't know. Therefore, Mevorech al Achilas Matzo. The first thing he's got to do on Pesach is say, Amelzi Dechem in Horetz, Asher Kvishon Ve Mitzvosov Tzibonu al Achilas Matzo, and eat the Matzo. Because if he eats the Moro together with the Matzo, then the Moro is Mevatel the Matzo. Is that right?
Right.
Fine.
Everyone will say
that. Everybody agrees. That's the way we work it today. What does he do that? And now he makes a brocha. But why shouldn't I say, let him rather eat now for the morrow, let him eat matzah and morrow together?
Since he already had his matzah, wouldn't matter.
Since he's already had his matzah.
It's not
a deraita anymore. He's already done his mitzvah.
No.
But we said if it's a drabonon and a drabonon, it doesn't matter. It's only a deraita drabonon. Well, we would say mavatlos.
Well, it would be inherently confusing. You'd have to really
confusing for whom?
For people that didn't know
there. Oh, now when we're dealing with people who do know. So you've got to show me, you've got to prove to me that it can't work.
You can't have
them. You can't have. Now look what he did. He did, first of all, he said, I'm not seeing him in a horror, such a kid, show me with the Tom.
Just because of Rashi's
tongue? We go to the Gemara,
right,
of Rashi and Rashba.
He ate the matzah.
And he eats the matzah. So now he's been Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, he's finished matzah. Now he's got to eat Moro. Moro is Drabon, we're speaking about Mazmana there. Moro is. Am I speaking to that?
No.
The moral is now bismanazay, it's a mitzvah drabono. So, but there is the din that you've got to eat them together, and even the rabbonon agree that you can eat them together.
You can eat them.
Yes.
Not have to.
And Hillel says you have to. So let us be Mekayim both, so we can certainly eat the moro together with matzah.
This is of the
Beit HaMikdash
where you don't have the carbon
anymore. We haven't got the
carbon.
We're only concerned about two. We're concerned about matzah and moro. So now what I want to do is I want to say, but let him eat moro and matzah together.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that the rabbonon comes and leaves mavato at the raita, because matzah now is not a raita anymore. I've already had the mitzvah.
So we have earlier in a mishnah, matbil b'chaz the haroset, right? Well,
we have
mishum kapha according to
yes.
So we have to eat the maror together with the haroset.
No. You can eat it, you can put it all together, you can put it in the eat it together. You can eat it together. It still doesn't matter. Now, I thought you guys said you can eat it together. You know, I can't tell you the answer to this question.
We still have to dip.
No, forget about the debate. I can't give you the answer to this question because immediately I'll give you some, according to some, that even Zecher and Lehillah, you also put a little bit of moral there, a little bit of charosis there. Put a bit of charosis. Well, you can put that, that's a drug. You see, I can't tell you the answer to that question because immediately I tell you the answer to that question, you, each one will ask to be excused and you'll go out and go and kick yourself.
Right, go.
So, I don't want you to kick yourselves. Yes?
If you've already done the maths of the writer,
yes.
How is it the Rabbanan to eat maths at this point?
It's not. Well,
then it's not as a Rabbanan, the Rabbanan.
Then what is it?
It's as a Rabbanan and something you're just doing it for your own.
Stand.
So it diminishes it, so you can't do it.
That is the answer.
Yeah.
That is the answer.
That is the answer. You said wait once more before I kick my
It's very simple. So look what happens. So now you've got a situation like this. You've got a Doraiso, which is a matzah. You've got a Drabonon, which is a
moral.
Now you've got matzah, which is not a Doraiso, that's not a Drabonon, it's a Rishus.
Which is a Rishus?
The very matzah.
Where do we get a call the Drabonon?
And
Rishus one mevatel the other,
but it stands to reason. Yeah. You understand a little better. If a rabbonan is mevatel deraisa, then a Rishus is mevatel the matzo, which is Rishus will come and be mevatel the rabbonan.
It seems stronger.
Will you get it clearer?
Yeah, you absolutely wouldn't necessarily follow. When I first saw that in the Gemara, I would think the Gemara would have to analyze that.
Well, by the way, Rabbi, yes, because we are still puzzled by something else that you and I have lived out here. And that is, if we say that the reason is time, that it is the father of the time, it nullifies the time. Then what difference is it if it is a deraiso? Deraiso, it should also be mevatel of the time.
Right.
We don't know that yet, but we've got to see about
that. Well, it can't be the time.
So, he didn't say that. Perhaps you don't understand something about the time. We've got to see if there might be something missing here. It's a link that we've got to find. So we've got to find. Now, one more thing. And so we can't have, he can't do, so he's got, he's only got one way out. So what is, I'm learning with the models according to Tosfos, according to the Rashi. So he's only got one way out. What is the way out he's got? To, after he's done the matzah, to the morer on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So he does the morer on his own, and afterwards, what? So what is, when he does the morer, he says, "Ashik, the Shomer Mitzvah Tzivon Alak." He has morer, and he eats the morer. And what does he do now? Says the Gemara, "The order of the matzah v'chaso," and then he eats the matzah together with the morer, v'hani adori together, below brocha, without a brocha, because he's been yates of the matzah, and he's been yates of the morer. Zeicher leMikdash keHilel, and this is a Zeicher leMikdash keHilel. This is the way Hilel.
But that's all it is.
That's all.
What's Zeicher leMikdash?
Fine, my it's a quality.
What's a Zeicher
leMikdash? It's a quality.
Remember it.
Like you tell me, you know. I've got a Gemara. I've got a construction job for $22 million. That's all it is.
Now you understand?
I apologize. Yes.
I'm just wondering if I might have an idea as to the reconciliation between Tom and Deraita. And hear it this way. That we know the Korban Pesach, what it was. It was burnt meat, and we know specifically it was very greasy. It may be that the tom of having the Korban Pesach with the maror, with the matzah together at that time, to have them together wasn't a problem. Because the maror was, in a sense, buffered by the Korban Pesach. And so you managed to get a taste of all three. But without the Korban Pesach there balancing against the maror, then the maror overrides the taste of the matzah.
but we're talking about food. If you don't have food, talk about food.
Did they make three brachas?
food.
In the time of the Beis Hamikdash?
No, they have many more than three brachas.
No, when we
say first of all, they made a brach on the Pesach. They first made brachas on matzah. They made a brocha on opening when they ate it all together.
Right.
When they ate it all together, according to, if they did it according to Eli, or according to the bonnet as
you made all the
then you made all the brochas together. Then you made first the brocha, a motzi lechemino, alachilas matzo, alachilas morer, alachilas pesach, korban pesach. All
and
four
together,
and then you get them all together according to Hillel and according to Rabbanan. The way we are learning, you could do it like that too, perfectly in order.
Right.
Because they're right, so aim a butler's do his do.
If I, I'm sorry. Okay. If I can make just a minor change in what Charlie was saying, maybe what they wanted in the Beis Hamikdash, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, was not that one would wipe out the taste of the other, but that we wanted a single taste from the whole thing. And now, without the Korban Pesach, we don't get that single taste.
That's not bad. That's not bad. But we're not going to work on that just yet. There is something, what you say, Barry, this is above. I hear very well what you say. Right. That's not quite what you said, was it?
It's a minor variation.
It's a minor variation only.
Yeah, because obviously, if you were saying one taste, it's to have elements of all three in a proper balance.
All right. We might have to deal with something like that in a moment or two. So that is this piece of Gemara is finished. Now, let us go over. Let us have a look at the Rashi, because the Rashi, there is very little on the Rashi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are there any other places where you have several brachot stacked on top of each other before you actually get to an actual?
Well, there's yak in the house. You make a brocha bore priyakofen, then you make kiddush, then you make a chore bore or eish, then you make abdolah. Then you make Shekhi Yonah, five brachas, and then you drink the wine.
And then Masheh the Sukkah.
Even the Shabbat brachas.
And then it can be, that's quite right, you can have a Sukkah, can you have a Sukkah?
No, but the Shabbat brachot, because you only have one that's really on an axe.
On the wine.
Well, but see, you have all the brachas first,
right.
And then you drink the wine after all of them.
Except that these are all achilat something, all achilat something.
Oh, I see, you mean they're all on the eating of it.
Yeah.
Now, the Rambam did it differently. He included it all in one Shemen Malchus. If you ate them all together, he included it all in one Shemen Malchus. You see, Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, Habbeltzi Mecher Mino Olet, we'll have a look afterwards in the Rambam. He included it in one bracha, but I'm not learning. I'm not learning like the Rambam. I'm learning as much as possible. I'm learning only according to first thing you've got to understand the Gemara according to Rashi. Rashi and Rashbam, before you move, then we go to the Tosfos and see what Tosfos has got to say. Right?
But we still don't understand Rashi. At least I don't.
What did you say about Rashi?
That why the Rabbanan should be in the Bible at the time of the Rashi.
Well, it's not that you don't understand. What you don't understand, if a Rabbanan is Mavatel at time, then why shouldn't it be the Rashi? The Rashi should also be Mavatel, and everybody agrees that it's not Mavatel.
What are you talking about? What does it make Rabbanan the Rashi?
Yes.
You don't know what the Rabbanan is at this point. Cool. You're just making a blank statement. You could say more is Mavatel Masa, but you can't.
Fine. Or I just let us do the Rashi on this. It's a very little Rashi. The more it comes and annuls the Tao, still annuls is not quite the right term for Menaka, Mavatel, because I prefer using the word Mavatel. Can I use the word Mavatel?
Yes.
So there comes the term of Matzah, and which there comes Morer and the Rabbonin, and it is Mavatel the term of Matzah, which is the rice, and Rashi puts in the word the rice, puts in the word, which is important. He could have said Mavatel Leila Tam Matzah, the Morer is Mavatel the Tam Matzah. He says it's Mavatel the Tam Matzah, which is from the Torah. Very good. Shehoyo Kurch and the Vas Achaz, Hillel would bind them together. Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. But today, where we've got no Beis HaMikdash, so we take Maror and Matzah, bind them together, and it's Zecher LeMikdash Kehilel, Zecher LeMashe Hoyo Ose Hilel, Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayom, She Hoyo Ochlim Bizcheyem. That is what we do. So what Rashi is saying there is a point that I'm going to tell you about, because I'm going to deal with it again in the next piece of Gemara. Well, in the beginning of the next sukkah, I'm going to deal with it again, and I may even be able to get onto that tonight. What Rashi, if you notice, Rashi never says any unnecessary words. He doesn't have to say so much. All Rashi would have to say is Zecher LeMikdash Kehilel, Zecher LeMashe Hoyo Osei Hilel, that's all. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. He says Shehoyu Ochlin Bizkayim, where they used to eat their psochim. What does he bring that in for? Now, here is an interesting thing. We are going to have more of it. We are always afraid, and this fear has been in existence for already 1,914 years.
These last few words of the Rashi possibly telling us that Hillel would not say that we have to eat the maror and the matzah together today. His psak is only referring to these man Shebeis HaMikdash.
No.
Because if he's saying it's not Mavatel.
I don't think that that's what he's saying. I think he's saying something else. We are always afraid of, for the last 1910 years, we've been afraid of it. And that is when the Moshiach comes and we rebuild the base of it. We don't want the disparity to be too great of what we do now and what we did then. There's no binding together, there's no krichot, it means that is something that's completely forgotten already. Completely forgotten. And it's very easy, you know, you forget things. I mean, if we forget today, we haven't got the chedos of tzitzis. We haven't got that. That has been gone. It's gone already. Whether the base of English is a good, we'll get it back. We'll now have to do it again, we'll get it back. So what we do, what Rashi says is, we do this, and when we do this, we bind them together. It reminds us that there was the Korban Pesach also, because Hillel says all three you've got to be together. So it reminds us when we bind them together that this was for the Korban Pesach also. So it reminds us also about the Korban Pesach a bit. So it brings in the Korban Pesach here, because Hillel was doing all three together. That's the way that Rashi learns. Pesach also came into it. That is the end of the Rashi. Now I want to go through the Gemara reasonably quickly again, and to do it this time with the Rashbam. The Rashbam is the same as Rashi, but it tells us more than Rashi tells us. So let us start with the Gemara straight away. Says the Gemara, Om Ravino Om Ali Rav Meshashia Bered Rav Noson, said to me Rav Meshashia the son of Rav Noson, Hochi Omar Hilel, so said Hilel, Mishmei the Gemara. That this is the way it's come down to him. One shouldn't take Matzah, Maror and bind them together and bind them and eat them together. Why? Matzah in our day is Midoraisa, and Maror is Drabonon, for the reason which we have explained already, Milton. Do you remember the reasons? Why Maror is Drabonon?
Because it was with the Korban Pesach.
In the Torah, Maror is only mentioned with the Korban Pesach. It's mentioned also with Matzah, but then Matzah is mentioned without Maror, without the Korban Pesach.
Right.
So so we don't write, so you can only have Maror when there is a Korban Pesach. So today it is Midrabonon. So therefore, moral is rabbonim, but osi moral rabbonim mafatile le matzah. Comes the matzah, the moral which is rabbonon, and it is mavakel the matzah, the tam, the tam of the moral of rabbonon is mavakel the tam of the matzah which is the rice. Yes, Charles.
It's just this that moral is now rabbonon that makes me say that the tom of Mara was bound up with the tom of the Korban Pesach. This is where I'm taking it from.
It isn't, but you
say that to say that now that there's a change.
Just to see a little bit further. Says the Gemara Vafila Lamando Omer Mitzvahs Eimer Batle Zuezu, and even according to the Manda Omer that says that Mitzvahs do not, are not Mevatle one another. Hanemiri deraisa vidaraisa drabonon vidrabonon, then they are not mavatel one another. Avo deraisa u drabonon. But if it is a deraisa and a drabonon, osi drabonon mavati leiti deraisa. Drabonon comes and it's mavatel deraisa.
So everyone says that.
Everybody agrees with that. But if it is a deraisa or deraisa or the drabonon or the drabonon,
then it's a machlokas.
Then it is a machlokas. But it seems the way we ended the Gemara, how does it work out?
No machlokas.
Everybody agrees that you can do it, and therefore ain't mevatlus. Even the drabonon say you can do it like Hillel, but you can also do it separately. Since they say you can do it like Hillel, you've got to say that ain't mevatlus. Have you got it, Mark?
No.
You haven't got it.
You
missed that part of the
Filu. The Filu. We'll leave
that. We'll come to it later. We'll come to it later. We'll come again just now. But I saw that you just missed that part where we were doing it. But we'll get it just now. I want to now just do this little bit of Rashba. Says the Rashba, Matzo Bizmana Zedoraisu Morad Rabbonon, the time of Meforish Bashili Pirkin. And the reason why Morad Bizmana Zed is Rabbonon, we explain at the end of our page. So don't think that I'm so clever that I can tell you why it's Midrabbonon. I looked up and there I found it, you see. Rashi just tells you. It just says that it mentions moral always together with the Korban Pesach. And since it mentions moral altogether with the Korban Pesach, that means it can only moral is only when there's a Korban Pesach. Where there's no Korban Pesach, there should be no moral, so it's only Midrabbonon. That's what the Gemara explains later on. Now look at the next piece of Rashi. It says, Afilu Lamanda Omar. Even according to the Manda Omar, who says mitzvahs ein mevatle zuezu, that is only bidoraiso odrabonon bidrabonon. Then we say mitzvahs ein mevatle zuezu. But if it's drabonon doraisa, everybody agrees. Now look what the Rashbam says, and I can't make out what it's all about. Says the Rashbam, Avilu leman deoma. Says dechiven dechiyad dodi ninu. Since they are together, matzo and moro, kuru kiyu mitzvahs ninu. They are all kiyu mitzvahs. They are all the performance of mitzvahs. V'lo mevatli ha'adori, and they are not mevatli one another.
Good idea.
So what does it mean?
It means that the moral is mevatli on the matzah.
No. The moral is mevatli on the matzah. That's no question. He goes, Afilu leman deomer. The Afilu leman deomer mitzvahs ein mevatel zuezu. Hamimili deraisa vidaraisa. That's only deraisa deraisa. So he says, why isn't it mevatel deraisa deraisa? If we say that drabonon deraisa is mevatel, and we say, what is it? Is the Tom. So what difference does it make if it's the Raiso and the Raiso, if Moral is the Raiso and Matzah is the Raiso, why should we say there that ein mevatlos? It's the same thing. It should be the term. That's what works. So the Rashbam explains that. He says, why